Loving one another, it's one of the greatest of God's commandments. But how we communicate that love is where the big challenge can be. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas, and today on Making Your Life Count, marriage expert Dr. Gary Chapman discusses love languages.
One of the love languages is acts of service. You know, there are many husbands, for example, who have the idea, you know, the wife does this and this and this, and I'll do these other things, and he doesn't offer to help her on what he considers to be her job. And consequently, if that's her love language, she will not feel loved. And he may be buying her gifts and wonder, why doesn't she feel loved? Well, the reason is, it's not that he's not sincere, it's that he's not speaking the right love language. And if he starts doing some things to help her, she begins to feel loved. So I say, if you're going to invest energy, why not spend it in the best possible way and learn to speak your spouse's love language?
Gary shares his own personal love language.
My love language is words of affirmation. And I didn't get a lot of words of affirmation from my wife in the early years of our marriage because her love language is acts of service and I wasn't helping her. And I figured she could take care of that stuff. You know, I'm in graduate school and working part-time. And so I didn't help her. So she didn't have any reason to give me words of affirmation. So we were pretty miserable and remained miserable for a number of years. But when I finally learned that if I really wanted to love her, I had to speak her language. So I wash the dishes now, I vacuum the floors, I take out the garbage before she asks me, and I have a happy woman. And she tells me what a great husband I am, and I'm happy. And yes, it takes effort. You know, it doesn't come natural for me to vacuum floors and wash dishes, but love is always sacrificial. It's willing to sacrifice for the other person.
I think you'll find it's amazing to see how loving others in their own language will make a big difference. For more information, go to makingyourlifecount.org.